So, here's what happened. I had driven to the edge of the cliff. The police were right behind us. We had to make a decision. In or out, boys?
I'm in, baby.
Screw this! Let's go.
See you guys on the other side.
Let's do it.
I put the pedal to the metal.
Fire!
I heard Betty screaming.
No!
The cops were firing, but I just kept driving. I drove our wiener right off the edge of the cliff. For a few brief seconds, we were airborne, but it didn't look like we were going to make it to the other side. Did I mention we were in a giant wienermobile? My name is Jack Ryder, and I work for the Odd Jobs Temporary Employment Agency. My career counselor was the lovely Miss Betty Stiles. Our boss was the ever-intrusive Mr. Pfister. My friends are Bobby and Leo. Every week, Betty sends me out on a new job, each weirder than the last. Hence the name Odd Job Jack. Anyway, this one time, I was a wienermobile driver. I kept a journal of my experiences. Allow me to describe what happened. For more descriptions, go to oddjobjack.com/describe. Some things you might want to know about. The wienermobile wasn't a foot long, it was a 50 foot long. It was a wiener forged from aluminum, chrome, and rendered animal parts, with a cockpit in the front for a driver and co-pilot. This magnificent wiener on wheels could go from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds flat. It could also heat up from 0 to 500 in 5 minutes, cooking at a rate of 600 wieners per hour. Needless to say, it was a thing of beauty. Mr. Pfister, our boss, was always watching us. I thought he could only see inside Betty's office, but apparently his surveillance extended outside the building as well. I'd never seen the boss before. In my mind's eye, he was overweight and had a lizard face, but that's probably not realistic. As far as I knew, he was just a booming, disembodied voice, characterized by a camera and speaker box that totally reminded me of Hal in 2001. Anyway, Betty told me he had an office with all these monitors where he could keep track of everything at all times. What a voyeuristic control freak bastard. Since Betty and I thought we slept together, things haven't been the same.
So,
what now?
Do you have a license?
A license to kill? Poetic license? A license for licentious behavior?
Jack, I'm not in the mood.
Look, if this is something to do with last night, let's just say it was an isolated episode. An earth-shattering, soul-affirming, skin-searing, isolated episode.
We were drunk. It was virtual. It was nothing.
Nothing? I'd like my job now, please.
Follow me.
She gave me the keys to the wiener. That is one big wiener.
Your job is to drive it cross-country to Big Wiener Mountain in time for Wienerfest.
Hey, are you sending me as far away from you as possible?
It's only 6,000 kilometers.
Well, I'll be the best wienermobile driver ever. Of course, Mr. Pfister was watching us from his control room, as usual.
And don't forget the package!
Man, you're everywhere. What package?
You will be transporting a special box of wieners to enter into the Best in Chow competition.
They're so pretty.
Snap out of it, Ryder. These are prize sausages, not some common cocktail weenies.
I'm all over it. With relish. The world of wieners captured this pretty well in their logo. Wieners were attired in various national and ethnic outfits, from kimonos to kilts. They circled around the globe in an international parade of sausages. Did you know that there are over 2,000 types of sausage in the world?
In the world of wieners, we taste so good.
You can probably tell a lot about a country by the wieners it produces. My job would put that theory to the test. We have to make an appearance in Kalamazoo by sundown. How are we doing?
I think we should have taken a left turn at Albuquerque.
For real?
No, but I always wanted to say that.
Being a devoted agoraphobic, Leo would only leave his apartment if we carried him out in a 3x3 cardboard box, which he'd then refuse to leave. For the remainder of the trip, he remained inside said box. All we ever saw of him were his two beady little eyes peering out from a carrying slot on the side of the cardboard. What an enclosed space-loving freak. As far as eating went, Bobby would feed wieners into the slot and Leo would gobble them up. Entire links of sausages would disappear into the hole as Leo devoured them in a frenzy. He was an eating machine. It was like a belt of ammo being fed into a machine gun, but only with wieners, not bullets. First, I was repulsed, but I eventually came to look forward to feeding time. My friends joined me on the trip. Bobby was always up for a little adventure. And Leo? Leo was in a box.
Wiener me.
Kielbasa or Braunschweiger?
Braunschweiger, please.
Bobby fed a wiener through a hole in the box.
Agoraphobics.
If you won't come out of the box, why did you come on this trip?
Do I have to have a reason?
Hands in the air, Trench!
Back at the trench, the cops raiding his deserted apartment were greeted by a Leopold Trench dummy, much like the real Leo, only not alive, which isn't a big difference. Leo had also rigged the mechanical arms of his chair to display a screen that said, "So long, pigs," and then gave the cops the finger. It was a nice touch.
Maybe I just want to spend time with my friends.
Yeah, right.
We're almost at the border.
Border? Uh-oh.
There was a poster hanging on the most wanted billboard at the border. It had a bad picture of Leo with a list of his various malfeasances. Hacking, hijacking a satellite, running an illegal gambling house, various fashion crimes. The list went on. Up ahead, Dirk Douglas, border cop, watched our approaching wiener.
Well, well, well. Fresh meat.
Back at Odd Jobs, Pfister spoke to the Quarrymen. The Quarrymen were a secret organization dedicated to controlling the world through various nefarious means. I knew of their existence because Leopold used a satellite to spy into their secret lair last year, which was pretty cool. They communicated with their secret legions of Quarrymen by speaking into their special Quarrymen signet rings.
The wiener is in the bun. Repeat, the wiener is in the bun.
Oh, the package is aboard the mobile wiener.
Just as we planned.
Well, there's been a change of plans.
Yes, a new plan.
We want the package back.
But he's already...
They hung up.
Capricious cretins. Stiles!
Yes, sir?
We need to stop that confounded wiener. Meet me at the limo.
Is Jack in trouble?
If we don't catch that wiener...
I'm all over... I'll get my purse.
The cops grill me about my wiener.
Before I let you into this great country of ours, I have to ask you a few routine questions. Are you an evildoer?
No, I'm a sociologist.
Are you carrying any weapons?
I'm carrying about 10 tons of undigested heart disease.
Are you getting smart with me?
No, sir.
I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, Uncle Sam. Meet Inspector.
I want you to stand back. I shall leave no wiener unturned.
He snapped on a latex glove with what I would describe as a little too much pleasure. Then he entered the Wienermobile with one of those Star Wars-type search droids.
Are you carrying any tongs on this vehicle?
Tongs? Probably. We do sell wieners after all.
Well, you'll have to surrender all tongs while in the country.
I saw a sign on the fence prohibiting the possession of bombs, handguns, or barbecue tongs.
How are tongs a threat?
I know 17 different ways to kill a man with a pair of tongs. First, you can shove them up the nasal cavity and twist.
I need a coffee.
Second, you can jam them into their eyes and pull.
I walked away and came across two familiar faces at a French fry truck. Jacques and Monsieur Mouchoir. Well, look who it is. Jacques and Monsieur Mouchoir. Bonjour, boys. They snubbed me. Yeah, nice wheels. You know, I have a wiener wagon.
This is a dark day for Les Sausages.
So, you're going to the Wiener Fest?
Oui. Where we will be the wieners.
You're going to be the wieners?
Not the wieners, the wieners.
You said it. I walked over to an American border cop. You see those two over there?
Yeah.
They're French.
French, huh?
I walked on, only to meet my sister?
You?
Nice ride. Or as I call it, Tomb of the Unknown Cattle.
Well, at least I know we're not going to the same place.
We're going to Wienerfest to promote healthy meat alternatives. How about you?
Huh. Those carnivores will eat you alive.
I think we'll make some persuasive arguments to go tofu.
Mom, you're in league with her?
Hardly. The tofu lobby is spending big bucks on strategic marketing.
Well, as long as you two aren't sharing principles or anything.
No, dear. She's just doing it for the money. I used to pull all-nighters in my bootlegging days. Just drink lots of coffee. To wash down a few of these.
She handed me some go pills. Oh man, those go pills. Don't get me started on the go pills. Those things got me so wired. I don't know how my grandmother's heart could take it. Getting off those things was a real bitch. But that's another story.
Don't give drugs to your grandson.
Oh, that's okay, Grandma. No thanks. Well, see you in Wienerville.
Flo the dog says, I can't eat this tofu shit.
And lastly, you could pull him by the tongue and lead him into traffic. That's 17.
Awesome.
They're clean.
Uncle Sam emerged from the Wienermobile, if you ask me, slightly disappointed.
A lot of foreign food, though. Don't you have any American wieners?
You mean like hot dogs?
God bless the American wiener.
Tears welled up in the meat inspector's eyes, and then the psycho actually saluted. Talk about misplaced patriotism.
Well, everything seems to be in order. But if I find out any difference, I'm coming after you and your foreign wieners. Enjoy your stay in the U.S. of A.
So I tried to sell wieners in Kalamazoo.
At the world of wieners, we always do our worst. Knock worst. Met worst. Weiss worst.
There were no takers. I guess it's late.
You gotta spice it up a bit. Let me whip something up.
So Bobby scratched while I sold wieners.
Bottomverse.
Pinkoverse. The kids ate it up. Meanwhile, in Fister's limo.
What a tedious process. Curse this confounded border.
Are you carrying any explosives, illegal immigrants, or other contraband?
Yes, I've got an atom bomb in the glove box, 3 Cubans in the trunk, and an endangered orchid up my ass. Any more questions?
Uncle Sam!
Yes, sir!
See to it this meat is inspected with extreme prejudice!
My pleasure.
The droid rose up behind him, clicking its mechanical probe claws with what I would also describe as a little too much pleasure. They dragged Fister from his limo!
You might want to visit the coffee shop, little lady. This might take some time.
And so we sold our wieners across the nation. In Niagara Falls, we held a wiener eating contest for newlyweds.
Woohoo! Keep it going now!
We roasted wieners over the fires of Buffalo.
This is nice.
Yeah.
In Detroit, they stole all our wieners.
Okay.
They say Chicago's not called the Windy City because of the wind, but every wiener we served got blown away. Come back, wieners! At Yellowstone National Park, thanks to Old Faithful, we had a special on steamed wieners.
Piping hot wieners! Wieners!
At the shores of Lake Okanagan, hey, it's a porous border, every time we turned our back, there were wieners missing. I blame legendary sea monsters. Meanwhile, my family in the tofu truck followed us to every fair.
Do you know what haggis is? A sheep's stomach stuffed with the animal's heart, lungs, and liver. And don't get me started on blood sausage.
The disgusted crowd went to the tofu truck.
Yeah!
Why do I get the feeling my whole family's against me? And that's when Flo urinated on my tires. Back at the limo with Fister and Betty.
I think your ring is ringing.
Don't be ridiculous. Hello.
How goes the plan?
Yes, the plan.
It was the mysterious quarrymen. I told you about them earlier, remember?
There was a unfortunate delay at the border.
You'd better find that wiener before we do.
Or we'll have your wiener.
My wife, domestic matters.
Right.
If we cannot locate that mobile wiener, our friends will be most dissatisfied.
Yes, most dissatisfied.
I think it's time we took matters into our own hands, brother. Get me the red phone.
Yes, the red phone.
Stop that.
Yes, I'll get the phone.
At the border, the red phone rang.
Dirk Douglas, border cop. I understand. People, we have a 420 in progress!
Holy shit, a 420? What is a 420?
Tainted wieners. Stop laughing!
Meanwhile, inside Leo's box...
Leo?
Yes?
Are you up to the task?
Who said that?
The wieners. Yes, the wieners.
Cool. I didn't know I spoke wiener.
So we pulled up to the drive-through window of a donut shop. Our giant wiener pulled into the giant donut. The donut chick was pretty, perky, and looked a little like Parker Posey. She took what I would call a seductive haul on her cigarette.
What can I get you?
3 coffees and a 12 of Krullers.
Make that 10 coffees. I'm really thirsty.
A dozen coffees and, your phone number, please?
Sure. Just make sure you call when Pa's out in the field.
You're a farmer's daughter?
That's right, Sugar Glaze.
Hang on a sec. Jack, can we...
There's a cornfield round the back.
Let's go.
I awoke to see Bobby running like a madman through a cornfield, pants around his ankles.
Jack! Start the car! Jack!
Behind him was a farmer pursuing him on a tractor.
What's up?
We're stuck. Give me a push.
But I love him, Daddy.
Push! 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 Harder!
Bobby pushed our wiener in and out of the giant donut, getting a rhythm going.
Push!
Till at last, release.
Let's haul, wiener!
Bobby jumped aboard the wiener.
I'm gonna get me that son of a bitch.
Ah, now that was some serious action.
Let's just hope that's the end of it. What the?
It's your sister!
Roadhog!
Spoons!
Bovine Deathmobile!
Honey, don't run your brother off the road.
Aren't tofu eaters supposed to be pacifists?
I rammed her tofu truck. She rammed my giant wiener. It was sibling rivalry at its most disturbing.
I can play chicken. Tofu chicken, of course.
We just got to make it to the border.
Hey, I think your grandma's sending a signal.
How did she manage that? Well, she used a flashlight to blink us a message in Morse code. Bobby the Boy Scout could decipher it.
Starving. Need meat? I think she's trying to defect.
We blew past the Alberta border and entered the safety of cattle country. Behind us, the tofu truck was pulled over.
This is bullshit. Tofu bullshit, of course.
I think we're bonding, honey.
Meat, meat, barked Flo the dog. On Main Street, the Frenchman sold freedom fries.
Come taste our all-American fries, my fellow Americans.
Yeah, tastes so real good with ketchup. Y'all?
No thanks, fellas.
Quickly, give me some gravy.
Ugh, ketchup is so unsophisticated.
And just then, we drove by and sprayed them with mud.
Zutelo! He has ruined our aesthetique!
Vengeance shall be ours.
Along the way, we picked up a hitchhiking drag queen.
Oh, my stars! I've heard good things about the Trans-Canada Highway, but this is outrageous!
He, she stood astride the wiener and sung, holding aloft a giant flag emblazoned with the image of a wiener. Bratwurst, I believe it was, and belted out the favorites. It was like something out of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Actually, it wasn't bad for business.
Woo! I'm alive on my giant wiener!
Meanwhile, the quarrymen were on the move.
I thought you said you knew where we were!
It's been a while since I drove a mechanical horse. Hello? Oh, it's yours.
Hello?
It was the aliens this time. The aliens, who, if you ask me, looked like they had giant asses on the top of their heads, were in league with the quarrymen. Together they planned... Actually, I don't know what they planned, but I'm sure they were up to no good.
How does the mission go?
We are personally overseeing the quest.
We shall find that wiener truck. Ow.
What is the package doing in a truck?
Well, our teleporter was on the fritz, so we had to improvise.
Usually, we have several hundred years to make a plan.
We need that package back. The hopes of my people depend on it.
It's all under control.
Fister's limo cut off their Model T, sending them into a tree.
When I get my fists on that rider twit.
What does Jack have to do with this?
How can it be so hard to spot a fully mobile 50-foot-long hot dog? Your incompetent styles.
Betty actually spotted us.
Bobby. Keep turning
Bobby,
it.
Bobby, give me the...
Keep turning
no,
it.
No, Bobby.
I suppose I am.
Back aboard the good ship Wiener.
Eat me.
What was that?
Number one.
Who said that?
It was the Wieners.
What?
The Wieners. They speak to me.
Leo, I think it's time to come out of the box. What do they say?
They say, eat me, and we're number one.
Okay, come on out! Or you could just stay put. Here, have some kishka.
He took the kishka, I drove. It was a full moon. I had to make it to Wienerfest by the next day. I was focused, I was driven. I was out of my mind on pep pills. I started seeing wieners everywhere. The chevrons were wieners. The power lines were wieners. The streetlights were wieners. Even Bobby looked wienerish.
Awesome!
I blinked hard, but I couldn't stop the visions of wieners dancing before my eyes. Up ahead, the border cops had set up a roadblock.
There'll be no spoiled bratwurst on my watch. We'll cut him off like a wiener in a zipper.
Ouch, Chief.
I've also commandeered a civilian vehicle for extra protection.
The cops had requisitioned the enormous prop off the top of a condom truck, a 12-foot tall rubber. They positioned this giant prophylactic in the middle of the road and waited for our approaching wiener. But I didn't know any of this. The effects of the go pills had gone, and I was busy sleeping behind the wheel.
Don't take my giant condom truck!
This is a matter of national security, sir!
Here they come!
I was sleeping as our wiener hurled towards the cops at top speed. I was sleeping as our wiener smashed through the roadblock. And finally, I was sleeping as our wiener struck, stretched, and then burst through the humongous condom. Right about then I stirred, but then fell back to sleep. I was asleep at the wheel. Had I been awake, I may not have burst right through the police barricade or the giant condom. I did momentarily gain consciousness. Weird. Next thing I knew, it was morning. We were parked in a cornfield. I had the strangest dream. We ran a police roadblock and then something about giant condoms?
Jack!
Pieces of giant condom stuck to the wiener's grill. Get in the wienermobile. Look, the Wienerfest is only a few hours away. We'll just take it nice, and everyone was hot on our tail. Busted. It was the cops, the Frenchmen, the angry farmer.
Pull over, Wiener! We know all about the tainted meat!
Tainted meat?
Get rid of the evidence!
How do we do that?
Leave it to me.
He started scarfing sausages. Griselda, help him out!
But my girlish figure! Screw it.
There was a French fry truck to the left of me. Tofu truck to the right. Priselda poured cooking oil out the back with wild abandon. Cars slid off the road. Suddenly, Jock hurled himself onto our windshield. Bobby, take the wheel. We met atop the wiener and fought. He landed a right, then he landed a left. Then I fell on my ass. Jock turned to find himself face to face with a fast approaching underpass.
Mama.
Fell into the back seat of the farmer's speeding corn cob car.
I think he's aiming for a shotgun wedding.
Nope, he just wants to kill me. Let's go!
They're headed toward Shark Canyon.
There's no way to cross it from here.
End of the line, Wiener. Stop laughing.
I slammed on the brakes, barely stopping in time. Behind us, everyone else did the same, except not barely stopping in time, causing a multi-vehicle fight.
Okay, men, shoot to kill.
The limo pulled up, out jumped Ben.
Wait, let me talk to the driver.
And who might you be?
I'm his career counselor?
Well, you've done a heck of a job so far.
Jack!
Betty, what are you doing here?
I wanted to talk to you.
Hey, that's nice.
Why are you doing this?
Honestly, to impress you.
Consider me impressed. Can you please stop now?
No, I told you I was gonna finish the job.
You're crazy!
Crazy like a wiener. In or out, boys?
They won't do it. Will they?
Let them try.
And that's where you came in. I put the pedal to the metal and I drove the Wienermobile right off the edge of the cliff. It looked like the end, but we kept going and going and going.
Yeah!
A couple of tourists down below saw a giant Wienermobile drifting gently across the sky.
That's just like the flying wiener I saw back in 54.
If you could have somehow peered over the cloud cover, you would have seen an alien spacecraft holding our wiener aloft using some sort of alien tractor beam.
I don't believe it.
I knew we could do it. I knew we could do it. I don't know quite how we're doing it, but I knew we could.
After them.
Yeah. After them?
The quarryman's crappy car sprouted wings and flew after us.
Pull over!
Yes. Pull over.
It's not me.
Time to use unnecessary force. Fire!
The missile hit the flying car.
Going down.
Yes. No!
But if that numbskull can do it, get in, Styles.
You go on without me, sir.
Fine, then.
So, Mr. Fister drove his limo off the edge of the cliff.
I'll get you for this, Ryder!
And plummet.
There she is. Big Wiener Mountain.
Interesting choice of pronouns.
As the name implied, Big Wiener Mountain resembled, well, just that. A towering granite dome.
Wienerfest, here we come!
And so we made it to Wienerfest. I headed straight to the Best in Chow booth with my box of wieners.
I'd like to enter these into the contest.
I've heard of locale, but that's ridiculous.
The box was empty.
Oh no, Leo, tell me you didn't eat the special.
The cops were everywhere.
Wieners. You're going away for a long time, boy.
I was handcuffed.
Dirk, there's nothing in there but an empty packing crate and a bloated transsexual.
I'm ready for my cavity search, officer.
All right, I'm only gonna ask this once. Where's the beef?
Meanwhile, aboard the alien spacecraft, Leo's engorged stomach undulated with telepathic Martian wieners.
You have eaten our Martian wieners!
It was yummy. What's in it?
Martians!
So you filled sausage casing with tiny alien invaders in order to control our minds and colonize our planet?
No, to win the contest. But that's a good idea, too. Martian wieners are far superior to human wieners.
They're telepathic.
Eat me, number one.
Now, we must retrieve the Martian wieners from your intestines, reverse time, and re-enter the contest.
Fine, but only if you guys can wipe the memories of my enemies.
Deal!
You may now probe me.
Leo later described the Martian probe as being uncomfortable, yet deeply satisfying. So the aliens took us back in time, and I re-entered the contest with a box full of wieners. I'd like to enter these into the contest.
Those are some wieners.
Ain't they beauts? A real special kind of...
This time, there were still wieners. Cops everywhere.
You're going away for a long time, boy.
You got the wrong wiener!
That was the craziest thing I ever saw.
Mission accomplished. Well, it's been a pleasure working with you, sweetheart.
Jack!
Not on my watch.
She actually made as if to kiss me, but the border cop pulled us apart. Damn, that border cop. I wonder if she would have used tongue.
Oh, right.
I'll make sure you get the Temp of the Month award.
And the winner of the Grand Wiener is, for the fifth year in a row, the American Hot Dog.
USA! USA!
With the owner of the American Hot Dog, please come forward.
Thank you, thank you. And did I forget to mention that these are tofu hot dogs?
Flo the dog jumped into a pile of meat, followed by Max, my grandmother.
Meat! Oh, how ridiculous!
Nothing is funner than the French sausage!
Looks like the French have a big case of wiener envy.
Once again, the French were humiliated. Everyone laughed at their expense. Little did we know, we were still being monitored.
No fair! I told you there's some sort of conspiracy going on here!
And I told you we should have gone with the Venusian salami!
You're out of your minds!
Let's pull out of the contest retroactively!
Prepare for another time reversal!
The next thing I know, I'm back at Odd Jobs and I remember nothing of what I just told you.
So,
what now?
Do you have a license?
A license to kill? Poetic license? A license for licentious behavior?
Jack, I'm not in the... that's funny.
It is?
I seem to have misplaced the... nothing. Forget about it. I don't suppose you have a law degree.
Oh, I like the first question better.
Never did the pre-law thing in college?
Betty, I'm a sociologist.
How could I forget?
I know the law a lot from the other side, you know.
Do tell.
And so everything was right with the world. Or so I thought. Outside, Priselda, Princess of the Prairies, pursued a giant hot dog down the street. Go figure.
Chrissy's pregnant? Again?
For more descriptions, visit oddjobjack.com/describe and tell us what you think of our approach to description. Write us at describe@oddjobjack.com.